This is the Better Than Before Betrayal podcast, episode number 73, Shame versus Guilt. Have you or someone you know experienced betrayal from a husband's pornography use, sexually compulsive behaviors, or other forms of infidelity? Hi, I'm Ruthie. I'm a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and a life coach certified through the Life Coach School. In this podcast, I will share my experience of growth and healing, as I have learned tools and concepts to help me take responsibility for my own happiness, find peace, confidence, and become a stronger version of myself. Come with me and let me show you how to have a life that is better than before betrayal. Hello there. Welcome back. How are you doing today? I am so glad that you've joined me. I hope you enjoyed General Conference. I hope you feel strengthened. I hope you feel peace. I hope you got answers to your questions. Now, I'm recording this before General Conference, so I'm still looking forward to it all. Do you know the difference between shame and guilt? Do you use these words interchangeably? Many people do. Today, I want to talk about how they are different. Both shame and guilt are uncomfortable feelings we have for doing something that is against our values. And this is where the similarities end. The words are not interchangeable. Shame leads to hiding and staying stuck, where guilt leads to openness and change. Shame researcher Brené Brown defines each this way. Shame is the intensely painful feeling or experience of believing we are flawed and therefore unworthy of acceptance and belonging. She says, where perfection exists, shame is always lurking. And she says, guilt is an emotion we experience when we fall short of our own expectations or standards. However, with guilt, our focus is on having done something wrong and on doing something to set things right, like apologizing or changing a behavior. So our work to do is to know the difference between shame and guilt and to combat shame and use guilt for our progress. We can invite the Spirit to help us discern between shame and guilt and clean up our inappropriate shame. We'll talk about that a little later. I believe shame is from Satan and guilt is from God. What do you think? Let me explain. Shame keeps us stuck. It says, I am a bad person. It tells me that I am, at my core, worthless. Guilt, on the other hand, suggests that what I have done is bad. It does not attack my self-worth. It encourages change, repentance, and movement forward. Guilt is productive while shame keeps us stuck. Guilt reminds you that your actions are not in line with your values and identity. This is what motivates the change. Guilt is a blessing from loving heavenly parents that nudge us when we have made a mistake or wandered off the path. It is loving and hope-filled. Guilt is the smoke detector that says stop. Get out. Move. Shame is beating ourselves up, focusing on weaknesses and flaws. It's hopeless. Unfortunately, society, family, wives, religious leaders will shame people, often believing that it will lead people to change. These are sometimes well-meaning people. Have you shamed your husband for his unwanted choices? Unwanted choice behaviors? Do you still? Sometimes we do it because we're hurt or because we don't realize what we're doing. We don't know any better. Shaming people in an attempt to drive change doesn't work. Shaming ourselves in an attempt to change ourselves doesn't work. No one hates themselves into growth and improvement. It isn't how it's done. Shaming isn't how Christ does it. Something we all need to learn is that we don't have to earn our worth. We are all loved unconditionally. This can be hard to believe because we struggle with the idea of unconditional love. Remember, our heavenly parents are perfect. They are capable of unconditional love. We are capable of unconditional love too. However, we don't always choose to practice it. It's easier to feel unconditional love for our small children or grandchildren. They can be hard at times, and we love them anyway. Unconditional love goes out the window when we start having expectations and keep a firm grip on them. And unconditional love is loving people when they don't meet our expectations, when they hurt us, and that can be hard. So back to shame and love. Shame tells us that others are lovable, but we aren't. Shame is Satan telling us that change isn't possible. Shame tells us the worst thing would be for someone to find out whatever it is you're hiding, your weaknesses, your imperfections, your flaws, your behaviors. Shame is not the way to growth. We can't shame ourselves into growth. You can't shame your husband into growth. Many people try it. Have you tried it? I think most of us have. And I think Satan might like that. He loves to lie to us. He knows it doesn't work. And if he can keep us there, he wins. Shame is hiding, lying, deceiving. In shame, we want our image, other people's impression of us, to be better than our behavior actually is. We need to learn compassion, understanding without judgment for ourselves and for others, and to work to live in integrity. Brené Brown says shame is judgment, guilt is empathy. So let's try to have more empathy for ourselves and those around us. I had this idea, a thought. It might be an original thought. It might not be. I don't know. The idea is this. It just came to me as I was preparing this. Guilt is fleeting. It turns into shame rather quickly. What do you think about that? Guilt is fleeting. Do you think it's true? So we do something that goes against our values. We feel guilt. If we don't act relatively quickly to change our behavior, to right the wrong, it can turn to shame. What do you think? It sounds right to me. It starts with guilt and moves to shame. And then to complicate things, we can feel shame for something that's not even a sin. some examples are our weaknesses, especially those that we think others will dislike or judge us for. We go to shame in our failures, our dependencies, needs, or expectations, our insecurities, our fears, ways we are different than those around us, our history, our manuals. We all have shame. So what do we do? How do we have appropriate guilt so we change our unwanted behaviors and keep out of shame? When we don't show up as we would like to, rather than asking yourself, why did I do that? Ask yourself, what do I need? Often we go to unwanted behaviors when we are feeling an uncomfortable emotion, when we need something we aren't getting. What does your self-talk sound like? Do you speak to yourself with kindness? So Brené Brown encourages us to develop shame resilience. She gives us these steps. The first one is to acknowledge personal vulnerability. So that would be knowing where you're likely to go into shame, like those things I mentioned earlier, or maybe you came up with others, shared them with me. That would be great. So know where you're likely to go, your weak spot. Number two is actively pursue critical awareness of shame. This would be getting curious about it and be aware when it's guilt and meant to motivate change, or when it's shame you want to hide and stay stuck. Number three, reach out. Don't stay in isolation. You've probably learned this. Connect with a supportive friend or a family member or a coach. The fourth one is to speak out. Shame loves silence, hiding, secrecy. You know this. Speaking about it drives it away. Empathy and vulnerability are the antidote to shame. Empathy and vulnerability are the antidote to shame. I think I'm going to talk about vulnerability next week, if it feels right. There's a lot of good stuff there. So guilt is for our progress. Guilt is the spirit inviting us to change. Hiding sins from God cannot bring repentance. Hiding sins from God isn't even possible, but we tend to try it. Shame will tell you that it is possible, though. And that's Satan, him lying to you, to us. Shame is fearing man more than God. The Spirit will never tell you that you're not of worth and lovable. This voice is always Satan. Shame is fear. It's the voice telling us that we are not enough and we shouldn't even try. Because if we can try and try, it will never be enough. That is shame speaking. It tells us we'll never improve. Shame will win if you let it. So talk to yourself. The truth is, we are all going to mess up in this life. We are 50-50. Sometimes we do pretty good, and sometimes we mess up. And gospel doctrine tells us that we are free to choose. When we do something that's not in line with our values and identity, we can repent. We can change. We are the one who chooses what we will do with shame or guilt. So, what do you think? Do you agree that shame and guilt are not interchangeable words? Did you learn anything new? Or did you already know all of this stuff? Even if there was nothing new here for you today, I hope it was a good reminder. We can all benefit from a refresher course in guilt and shame. I invite you to do the work to stay out of shame for yourself and don't shame others. Use appropriate guilt when necessary to learn and grow and to progress, to continually make your life better than before betrayal. Let's do it. Thank you for listening today. Make today a great day, and I will talk to you next time. Bye. Thank you for joining me. I hope that what I have shared today is helpful and hope-filled for you. If you know someone that would find this podcast helpful, please share it. If you have questions about this or any topic that you'd like to understand more deeply, to help you take responsibility for your own happiness, to find growth and healing from what you have experienced, please go to betterthanbeforebetrayal.com and schedule a time to chat with me. I'd love to answer questions for you. See you soon.